Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me. I think it's going to be a great day. This is episode number 393, and all of the episodes we've ever done are available at dentallyspeaking.com. So if you want to go there and listen to an old show, you can do that. You can also watch the show live on ustreamtv.com. All right, if you would please go to my office Facebook page, which is Dr. Kvitko & Associates, and like us, we would love that. What can I say? And if you want to follow me on Twitter, my handle is at Dr. Kvitko. All right, so this is one of my Teeth Across America episodes, and what I did was I went to Lansing, Michigan, not East Lansing, but Lansing, Michigan, and I met up with a gentleman. His name is Jason Mann, and he is an HVAC technician, and actually he's hoping to get hired on to train as a linesman. That's somebody that does the high-tension power lines up on the telephone poles, the utility poles. But anyway, for now, he is an HVAC repair guy, so let's listen in.
I mean, I just quit chewing. I'm going on a year.
Really?
You know, this September will be a year. And I haven't been to a dentist, and it seems like 10 years. And they said, you know, the guy said, he said, it's pretty good for as long as you have not been to the dentist, you know what I mean? And I don't want to lose my teeth or nothing, you know? They're important.
What's your name, by the way?
Jason Mann.
Jason Mann. Okay, Jason. So you were single for a long time?
A few years,
and then you just proposed?
Yes.
How long ago?
February 13th.
Oh, why not Valentine's Day?
Because 13's a magical number.
You know what? I graduated from dental school on Friday the 13th, yeah. So I agree.
Yeah, it was a Friday, too.
Okay, good. Good for you. Well, then you're going to have a long, long life together.
I hope so.
So you were telling me that you hadn't been to a dentist in a long time, and now you're engaged and you're planning on getting married. It's more important to you that you have a great smile, I assume, right?
Great smile and a healthy life.
Awesome. So when is the wedding?
Hopefully August 13th of 2016.
Okay, August 13th, 2016. So this is one of my, what I call, Teeth Across America episodes, you know, where I just ask people on the street. And where are you from, by the way?
I'm from Holt, Michigan.
Okay, your whole life here?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So let me just ask you some questions. Some of them are fun, some of them are maybe brain teasers. Do you know what ADA stands for?
American Dental Association.
Good job. You got that one. All right. So, true or false? All teeth that need crowns need a root canal first.
I want to say true, but it's probably false.
It's false.
Yeah. See.
But the opposite is true. Yeah. All teeth that need root canals need crowns.
That's good.
You know why?
No.
Because teeth that have had root canals get dry and brittle, and they're prone to breaking or cracking, and we want to keep that from happening. We want to keep it from breaking in half, so we hold it together with a crown.
That's cool.
Okay, so let's see. How about this one? What is the number one cause of tooth loss in children?
I would say cavities.
That's right. What's the number one reason for tooth loss in adults?
Same thing?
No.
Probably just poor hygienics.
Yeah, it's a lot closer. It's gum disease.
Gum disease. That's what I thought I had, too. But
yeah, so you were afraid you had gum disease,
yeah.
And you were thinking you might be losing teeth, and you didn't want to do that to your new bride?
Yeah, I'm always like, you know, worst-case scenario kind of guy, but it wasn't that bad, so I was kind of happy.
So now that you went to the dentist and he said it wasn't that bad, does that mean you're going to wait another 10 years before you go?
No.
What are you going to do different?
Go every 6 months.
Good. You understand the connection between gum disease and heart disease, right?
Yes. I also, like, plaque buildup is the same thing.
Yeah, plaque is the soft stuff. If you don't get it off, it turns hard, becomes tartar or calculus, and then the bacteria that grow on that can get in your bloodstream and cause heart disease.
Yep, I knew that.
So, sounds like you understand the importance of your teeth. Tell me everything your teeth do for you. What do you? Well, there are several things that our teeth and gums do for us.
Well, They help us chew food.
Right.
I think they help us talk.
Speak, better. Right?
Yeah, speak. Help us blow bubbles when we chew gum.
Right.
Other than that, I mean, I'm sure there's other stuff.
Smile?
Smile, yeah.
Smile's one.
Smile's important when you have teeth.
Right. If when you met your fiancée, if you hadn't smiled at her, you probably wouldn't have met her.
No.
She'd have looked really gruff, right?
Yes.
Like if you were not interested, she'd have known right away.
No, she doesn't want my mouth caved in, you know.
She actually told you that?
No, she would stand by me, but I wouldn't want to do that to her.
Yeah, no, that's good for you. And in fact, as a dentist, I employ a lot of women, as you can imagine, dental assistants, dental hygienists, the front desk. They just happen to be women. So at my office, they all have this room, we call it the tech room, and everybody has a desk. There's like room for eight little study Corel type desks in there. And every once in a while, I'll walk by and I'll hear them, somebody's on Match.com or checking out somebody online, and they'll go, oh, look at that smile. I could never kiss that.
Yeah.
Did you know they do that?
I would imagine. I mean, I wouldn't want to kiss somebody that had rotten teeth, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I got a question.
Okay, what?
Why do the dentists and the dental assistants always talk to you when your mouth's wide open and there's like fingers and stuff in there?
Because we have to have fun too. You think you get all the fun?
Oh, I know. I was just wondering.
Well, actually what it is more than you realize, we can actually understand your attempts at talking,
You
know? So it's kind of almost like its own little language, and it's usually an hour appointment, sometimes more, 2 hours, 3 hours, and you wouldn't want us just to not talk at all to you, right?
No, true. That's my appointment I just had was about 2 hours. I mean, they took 18 pictures of my mouth, you know, and they were pretty thorough. It was the most thorough dentist I've ever been to in my life.
That's good to hear. You know why? Because one of the complaints I see online when people write about me is that how long it took for their exam and their x-ray. And although I'm a little concerned that they didn't grasp why it took so long, I'm proud of the fact that we spend the time with people.
Yeah, and it's important because a lot of times you go to the doctor, they just want to give you a prescription or something and send you out the door.
Yeah.
They don't really care.
Right, right. And I check everything out. Check everything. I want to make sure I haven't missed anything. And I'm going to tell you what I see. And then if you don't want to do something, that's really your choice. But it wouldn't be mine to just not tell you.
Yeah.
You know, or not discover it in the first place. Okay, here's the question. Is it common for fillings to fall out of a tooth that's healthy?
Well, if the tooth is healthy, you shouldn't have filling.
Well, no. Once it's been filled, let's say it's healthy now. You're thinking of a virgin tooth, a tooth that's never had a cavity or a filling. But let's say a tooth that had a cavity. Now it's been fixed, and let's say the filling's been in there for 4 or 5 years. Is it common for a filling to fall out of a tooth if the tooth itself is still fine?
I would say no.
That's correct. But we hear a lot of people will tell you, you probably had friends do this. They said, yeah, I had this filling fall out, and then I had to get a root canal. So I hear all the time people saying, you know, or they'll call. I mean, as recently as yesterday, I got a call, answering service called, and somebody's in pain, and the first words out of their mouth when I call back is, yeah, I had a filling fall out, now my tooth is sore. And I have to point out to them that fillings don't fall out of healthy teeth. So how did it fall out? Can you think about how it might have fallen out?
Maybe if you chewed on a hard candy or something.
That would be one, although, honestly, usually what happens in that case is a piece of tooth breaks, but the filling is still there.
All right, so maybe it didn't sit right?
No. What it is the tooth got decay. Person wasn't brushing, they weren't going to their dentist. They didn't know they had a cavity because cavities don't hurt. And so what happened, it got soft around the filling, and so now there's nothing really strong to hold the filling in, so it just falls out. And that's the first inkling they have that they actually had a problem.
Learn something every day.
You have any other questions?
Like the fillings I had when I was growing up, I mean, they contained some sort of like a mercury.
You're talking about the silver fillings?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, how can that be good for you? You know, I mean, what if a little bit breaks off while you're chewing on something and you swallow that? You know, I mean, how can that be good?
Okay. Well, this is a very interesting topic, and although almost no one wants silver fillings anymore, the whole notion that they were unsafe was really untrue. But unfortunately, instead of the story coming out in a scientific journal, it came out on 60 Minutes. And 60 Minutes reported on a Canadian researcher that had done some research on sheep, and he claimed that silver fillings were dangerous because they still had mercury in them. But if you look at how they did the study, the sheep were put to sleep, they did every tooth in their head. They let them wake up and they started chewing, and the sheep were actually eating these brand new fillings, which if they're brand new, they actually still did have mercury in them. But the mercury vapor evaporates very quickly, And so silver fillings were never dangerous like people think. The problem is it's a story that just wasn't going away and people still think that they were dangerous. So, you know how when you buy new carpet, it smells?
Yes.
Okay. Or when you get a new car, there's that new car smell?
Yes.
Well, that smell comes from somewhere, right?
Yes.
And what it is it's the chemicals that it took to make the carpet, to make the upholstery, whatever it is that's in your car. And so if you can still smell it, it's still present.
Correct.
Okay. But it doesn't take too long for that to go away, right?
Correct.
So I don't know how long that is, but at some point your car doesn't smell new anymore. What that means is there's no longer vapors left over from those chemicals. In the case of a tooth, the mercury vapor itself would actually evaporate probably within 24 hours. So if that were the new car smell, it would have been gone in 24 hours. And it's just a vapor. So you weren't really drinking it. You're not really ingesting it. And so if you have a silver filling in your mouth right now, and a piece were to come out and you swallow it, there's absolutely no danger whatsoever.
That's good to know. Can you take the silver ones out and replace them with a newer aged filling?
Absolutely. Do you still have the silver?
Yes.
Okay. And did your dentist say they were fine?
Yes, I believe he did.
Okay. You can do it. It'll cost money, and it's probably something you don't need to, but I'm sure your dentist would be happy to do it for you if you would feel better having those out of there.
I just think it would look better if you had. I mean, do they make a filling that kind of matches your teeth?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's called composite resin, and just about, we call them tooth-colored fillings these days.
Yeah, I would like to have those.
Right, and we even did those years ago back when we were still doing silver. We wouldn't put silver in a front tooth.
Yeah.
We'd put the composite resin. So, okay, I love this question. In humans, which of our jaws move? Is it the upper jaw, the lower jaw, or both?
I'd say the lower jaw.
Lower jaw?
Yeah.
Good answer.
Thank you.
How'd you know that?
You can just tell.
I'll tell you what. First day of dental school, it's one of the things they taught us on the first day of dental school, and I swear I don't think any of us knew that.
I mean, it makes you think. You have to sit there and think, because if you're chewing, you mean you think both jaws are moving, but
right.
In actuality,
exactly.
It's just your jaw, your bottom jaw is just moving against your top one.
Right.
You know?
Because they would say, okay, everybody move their jaw to the left, and people raise their hand and said, which jaw? And the professor had to say the only one that moves.
I think I know that answer because my dentist just made me do that, move my jaw to the left or right and for, you know, check for popping, you know.
And you didn't ask him which jaw, right?
No.
Okay. So, hey, Jason, hey, this sounds like a good time for me to stop and do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. Before we do, we'd like you to listen to this, but you might want to remember that in humans, the only jaw that moves is the lower.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's Question of the Day.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavitko's Question of the Day. Don't forget, the winner will receive free flowers from Weistember Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Today's question is, in humans, which jaw moves? Is it A, the upper jaw, B, the lower jaw, or C, both jaws? All right, the winner receives free flowers from Weistember Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
At Dr. Kavitko & Associates, a lot of people ask us if we're accepting new patients. They know we've been in business for 34 years and assume we're not. Well, guess what? They're wrong. We do accept new patients. After all, if we're doing our job correctly, we get our patients healthy, so all they need are routine exams, cleanings, and the occasional filling or two. That leaves us free to take care of you. So yes, we do take new patients, and we would love to take care of you, your family, and your friends. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkavitko.com.
Dentally Speaking is a talk show. Dr. Kavitko, let's go!
Yay! Hi, I'm Joe. Hannah, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Cavico and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Cavico for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Cavico, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Cavico and Associates today. 614-262-9588.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il dottor Cavico, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
All right, we're back. We have four callers on the line. Oh, by the way, we're doing Dr. Cavico's question of the day if you're just joining us. And the question was, in humans, which jaw moves? Is it A, the upper jaw, B, the lower jaw, or C, both jaws? All right, so while we were away, I flipped a coin and I picked caller number two. So, my producer, can you please tell me who was caller number two? Who had the correct answer to Dr. Cavico's question of the day? Meaning, who's going to win the flowers from Vice Stemper?
Dr. Cavico, the winner of the free flowers from Vice Stemper is Linda Bennett down on the south end of Columbus. She had the correct answer, which was B, the lower jaw.
All right, congratulations to our winner. Thanks, everyone, for calling in. And those of you that didn't win today, please be sure and try next week, okay? So, if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Cavico. This is Dentally Speaking. This is episode number 393. And it's a Teeth Across America episode. This time it's from Lansing, Michigan. And I've been speaking with a gentleman named Jason Mann. He was nice enough to talk with me. Very interesting gentleman. He is an HVAC technician. And let's pick up where we were talking, because you might remember that his dentist had him move his jaw back and forth a few times as he was doing his initial exam.
So since you brought up that subject, what does the term TMJ stand for?
TMJ, I know it too.
Because that's what he was checking, right?
I believe so. Is it
checking for clicking and popping in your...
In my jaw.
Okay. The TMJ stands for temporal mandibular joint. So the temporal bone, or your temple, and then the mandible, where they come together, that's the TMJ. And they come together right in front of your ear.
That's TMI.
Too much information? You didn't want to know that one?
That was a joke.
All right, Jason. So I told you it'd be painless, right?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the only painless dental appointment you've had?
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. They're sticking them things in my mouth and taking 18 pictures, and I thought I was going to puke.
Sometimes the x-rays do make people feel like they might want to gag, but...
They just put these circular things in. I had to bite down on it, and then it was like making me gag.
In your mouth was a kind of rectangular-shaped sensor, and then the round thing you were talking about, it's called a RIN device, which is a device that helps us align the film with the teeth, and that round ring is how they line up the round cone of the x-ray.
That's what I figured.
Yeah. But the part in your mouth was kind of a little square.
Yeah.
So you also said that you used to do chewing tobacco or snuff?
Chewing tobacco, yes.
Chewing tobacco, okay. Do you know how many people are diagnosed with oral cancer each year in this country?
Thousands.
35,040.
Wow.
That's a lot, huh?
Yeah, it's very scary. I didn't want to walk around with half my face missing, you know?
It's very disfiguring and it's very unpleasant, so yeah, I'm glad that you stopped.
I mean, hopefully it's not too late, you know?
Well, it takes a little bit of time, but within a certain number of years, things go back to the way they were, so you should be okay. How many years did you do it?
Off and on for probably 10, 15.
Okay, that's a good long while.
Yeah.
But typically, if you stop after a certain number of years, it's as though you've never done it.
Yeah, I have one spot where the dentist could see, you know, where I had it the most because my gum was receding. But, I mean, my gums are thanking me now, you know, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so you know what? Let's talk a little bit about those x-rays that you just had.
When they were doing the x-rays, did it cross your mind to say, oh, I really don't want to have x-rays today?
No.
Awesome, I'm so happy to hear that. I can't tell you how many people come in and say, well, I had x-rays taken 2 years ago.
And I'll say, yeah, so?
And they'll go, well, I want you to use them. And I don't know if it's necessarily if it's cost, if it's their concern about radiation or what it is, but do you own a house?
Yes.
When you bought your house, you had to get a termite report, right?
Yes.
Do you think they'd let you use a 2-year-old termite report?
Do I think they'd let me use it?
Yeah. If you had a two-year-old termite report and you're getting ready to buy this house, would they have let you use that instead of a fresh one?
No.
It's the same thing, right? You can't really diagnose from an old x-ray.
No. But, I mean, And a lot of people, I think it is because they don't have insurance. And I mean, it is expensive. But if you go and go and go and wait till you have to get a tooth yanked, I mean, that's horrible, you know, because if you get a tooth yanked, that's just causing more problems.
Definitely, because the other teeth collapse. Everything collapses.
Yes, sir.
You're a pretty smart guy.
I'm going to try. You know, common sense.
So, okay, just a couple more. You want to go with a fun one or a factual one?
One of each,
one fun and one factual. Okay, here's a true and false question. If you have nothing that hurts in your mouth, that means you have healthy gums and teeth.
False.
Correct, because cavities don't hurt. Gum disease doesn't hurt. If you get pain, it's because you're pretty far along in some disease process, usually looking at a root canal or maybe even an extraction, right?
Is gum disease fixable?
Gum disease is yes and no. Here's my answer. I'm going to say gum disease is stoppable.
Okay.
Because what I mean by that is once you have gum disease, by the time we find it, you have lost some bone. The definition of periodontitis, by the way, is when you've also lost bone, not just have inflamed gums, but you've actually lost bone.
So my fiance thought I had.
She thought you did?
Yes.
Why did she think that?
Because my gums bled a lot when I brushed my teeth.
Okay, and bleeding gums is an indication by your body to you saying, Jason, you got to brush better. We're irritated, basically.
Brush and floss.
Yeah, yeah. And the inflammation, here's why you get the bleeding. You get a piece of something on your tooth. It doesn't have to be food. It can be plaque, which starts forming immediately after you brush, by the way. So a little piece of plaque, call it dirt for now, and it's like an irritant to the gum. So your body says, okay, I got this little piece of sand or something stuck on my tooth. Let me see if I can get rid of it. How about I grow some new blood vessels? We're going to grow a bunch of new little blood vessels so we can carry away this little piece of dirt and everybody will be happy. The problem is it grows little tiny capillaries, and even a grain of sand is too big to go into a tiny capillary. So it doesn't work, but it's a sign to you. Bleeding gums means you're not brushing well enough, you have calculus below the gum line, you have something that only a dentist can solve for you. And so let's say you still didn't go to the dentist, you still didn't find out what it was that was causing your bleeding gums. Well, then those little fibers that are all irritated, they say, okay, that didn't work. We tried to get rid of it through the blood system, the plumbing. Didn't work. How about we move to a new neighborhood? We still don't like living next to this piece of dirt, so we're going to move to a new neighborhood. Well, that new neighborhood is down lower on your tooth, away from the gums. So it recedes. It goes down farther on the tooth and takes the bone with it. The gums still look the same. The gum line looks the same, but they're no longer attached there. So she was just assuming, maybe even more often than not, rightly so, that if you hadn't been in 10 years, you were probably going to have a bunch of teeth that couldn't be saved and all that. So it sounds like you dodged a real bullet.
Yeah, I think I did.
That's cool. Yeah, so now you're going to be a committed dental patient.
Yes.
All right, Jason. Hey, you've been wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was fun.
And tell me again when the wedding is.
August 13th, 2016.
And you want to say hello to your fiance?
Yes, Kawana Marie. I love you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, and I'm pretty sure she loves you back.
Oh, she does.
And after we were done with our interview, Jason came up to me and he says, hey, I wish I had said go blue at the end of the interview. I told him if he did, I wouldn't be able to air it, but I decided to air it anyway. After all, we were in Michigan State country, you know, and he's a Michigan fan. All right, well, it's just about time for us to go to a break. Stay with me. When we come back, we will be hearing from three young ladies who also are from Lansing, and we'll get their take on their thoughts on dentistry.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kavitko ici sur votre radio préférée.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkavitko@aol.com.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kavitko and Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kavitko and Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kavitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kavitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588 or online at drkavitko.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kavitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Till I forget your smile.
Okay, so we came to Lansing, Michigan, and we met three girls, but I think one is not going to answer any questions. We'll just have to talk about her. What's your name?
Monique.
Okay, so we have Monique.
Marissa.
Okay. And what's your name? Are we going to use George for your name?
Sure.
Okay, so we have George. Okay. So Monique, George, and Marissa, right? Okay. All right, so Monique, how old are you?
10.
What grade are you in? Fifth?
Yeah.
You're going into sixth?
No, I'm going into fifth.
Going into fifth. Okay. And then, Monique, George, and Marissa. Okay, I got to get that right. Okay, Marissa, how old are you?
12.
You're 12? Does that mean you're going into seventh?
No, I'm going into eighth.
I guessed wrong. Sorry about that. And George, what grade are you going into?
Seventh.
Seventh. Okay. I don't think that's George's real name, but he doesn't want me to know his real name. Oh, it's a girl? Okay. Girl?
Yeah.
So you guys all grew up in Lansing. So I have a question for you. If you had to have all of your teeth extracted except you could only keep four, which four teeth would you keep?
Two on the top, two on the bottom.
Which two?
The two middle teeth.
The very front two?
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is Monique talking. So how would you chew?
With my first two teeth.
With your front like a little rabbit?
Yeah.
Okay. And Marissa, how about you?
I don't know.
You can't think of it?
No.
Okay, she can't think of one. What about you, George?
The same as Monique.
Same as Monique. All right. Okay, do you guys know how much an elephant tooth weighs by chance? How many?
5 pounds.
That's close.
7 pounds?
That's closer.
9 pounds?
Oh, yeah, that's too high. Okay, we went to 7 and 9. It's somewhere in the middle there. Can anybody get it?
Eight.
Yeah, 8 pounds. Isn't that wild? You know how big it is? Anybody?
No.
Yeah, it's about a foot. Yeah. Yeah, pretty neat. I mean, think about that. It's the size of a brick. Do you know how big your tooth is?
No.
How about you?
Tiny.
Tiny. Yeah, I think a human molar is probably about 20 millimeters, which is kind of small. Okay, so if you met a boy and he had rotten teeth, would you want to date him?
No.
How about you, Monique?
No.
No way, right? And George?
I'm too young for this.
Good point. You're 12, right?
Almost 12.
Almost 12, okay. All right. So what's the best thing about living in Lansing?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. Anybody else know?
You're in the capital.
You're the capital of Michigan? See, I hadn't realized that. Capital city, right? Okay. What else?
I live here.
You like it because you live here? Okay.
I'm the best part.
What?
I'm the best part.
Oh, Georgia's the best part in all the state of Michigan. It's so convenient that I happen to meet the most important person in the entire state. Okay. What is your least favorite thing about Lansing?
School.
School? How about you, George? Sometimes you like school?
Sometimes.
Just sometimes. What are your favorite classes?
Lunch.
That's not a class.
Science,
okay. Do they teach you how to make lunch?
No.
In lunch class?
No, but I have to touch worms.
But what?
I have to touch worms sometimes.
You catch worms?
Yeah.
In your lunch?
No, and then they had to make me get, like, a magnifying glass and try to look at the worm.
Oh, science class, so you can learn about worms in case you ever want to eat them someday.
No.
You know, what's the best part? I'm just kidding. All right. How about you, Marissa? What's the least favorite part?
Everything.
Really? Where would you like to live instead?
California.
Why? Because it's warmer?
No.
Because it's what?
More people.
More famous people.
More famous people? So who would you like to meet if you could meet anybody in Hollywood? How about
Kim
you, Marissa? Wait a minute. Say that again.
Kim Kardashian.
Okay. And how about you, Marissa?
Kim Kardashian.
Kim also. Okay.
No, she would want to meet her. I wouldn't want to.
What about George?
Kim Kardashian.
You all want to meet Kim Kardashian.
All right, so all that Kim Kardashian talk makes me think the IQ of the show is dropping rapidly, and I don't want to have that, so it's the end of the Lansing version of Teeth Across America. Be sure to tune in next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave,
this is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1.
urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episode of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you want to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.